1. Now, 1987, Roman holiday.
Ellie? Ellie? Mrs. Eleanor Russell Montague, darling wife of mine, are you breathing?
I'm standing in the catacombs in Rome, scarcely a few feet into the entryway, and I find myself immobilized. I cannot step forward and I cannot step back, and our tour group is moving away from us. Sweat pops out on my upper lip and trickles down my spine. And as to the particular subject of my breathing, my husband is correct. I don't seem to be able to do it. I don't want to go into details, not now, not here, with him. This happens to be our honeymoon, and it isn't the time to spoil things. I think I'm feeling queasy. Maybe it's something I ate. This newly minted husband of mine stands before me, looking straight at what I'm sure must be my blanched and clammy face. My beautiful new husband, Orlando. He is English, of course. Consider the elegance of the name. When I attempt to open my mouth again, my tongue sticks to the roof of it and makes a very unattractive smacking sound before I am able to form any words. I think I'm getting sick, I fudge, and look around for a guide.
Posso uscire? Non posso scendere? Uscita per favore? Aiuta!
The Italians are so lovely when you try to speak their language. They let you butcher it and come to your aid most graciously. I call out with a bit more volume. I try not to appear wild-eyed as I rapidly scan the room. Who the hell knows if I'm saying it right, but I really must get out of here. A kind woman in uniform approaches me.
Sì, sì, signorina.
That much I understand and quickly correct her. Signora, I say, offering my left hand as proof. My wedding ring is so exquisitely lovely, so delicate, so tasteful, so clearly an heirloom from my husband's family, that I proffer it to warm the heart of the guide and get her to help me out of this place as fast as she possibly can. She appears to be nonplussed. Nevertheless, she says,
Seguimi, signora.
And I am grateful. At least she makes me feel that I am totally normal to panic this way, underground. I guess she's seen it all. She walks briskly through a cordoned-off area to lead me away from the land of the dead and back to the realm of the living. I feel like Persephone, ending winter and initiating spring. Are you coming? I look back and smile sheepishly at my husband, rumpled in his tan linen suit and Borsellino fedora, and laugh a little at what I hope he'll chalk up to my utterly charming kookiness.
Of course, darling.
Orlando is perfect.
I've already seen the catacombs.
Orlando is perfect. He accompanies me into the sunlight. He takes me to a little cafe and orders wine for the two of us.
Due bicchieri da vino rosso, per favore.
Orlando's accent is better than mine.
Certo, signore,
the waiter says. Orlando touches my forehead.
Do you think you're coming down with something?
I know. This would be my opportunity. The perfect moment to tell my new husband about my circus sideshow of a childhood. We've just been in a cave. He's seen me freak out. Now would be the time to tie it all together in a nice, neat bow. One cave with the other. Cave of now with cave of yore. It is exactly the time to trot out that old tale. We could laugh about it even. Darling, he might say, let me take care of you. Step into the void that your dear old dad has left. Dear old deadbeat dad, he might add. No, he wouldn't do that. He is too kind to say that. It would be indelicate and might further injure what he must just be beginning to suspect is his already injured.